written with arbitrary programs in memory and always function predictably due to the mathematical formal calculability. During the Second World War, he was instrumental with his Turing bomb in deciphering German radio messages that were encoded with the Enigma encryption machine. The Turing statue can still be seen in Bletchley Park, where the cryptanalytical center of the British Secret Service was located until the Second World War. After the war, Turing developed the automatic computing engine. This was the first computer that fully implemented the idea of the universal Turing machine. Up to that time, programs like the British Colossus or the American ENIAC were not stored in memory, but were created by wiring the machine. He also dealt with the question of how to determine whether a machine was intelligent and developed the Turing test, also called the imitation game. The Turing test works in two phases. In the first phase, a questioner, a woman, and a man are in two separate rooms. They can only communicate with each other via a screen. The task of the questioner is to find out who the man and who the woman could be. The rules of the game require that the man claims to be the woman and the woman claims to be the man. In the second phase, the man is replaced by a machine which, according to the rules, behaves in the same way. If the machine is able to deceive the questioner at least as often as the human man had managed to do so, one can claim that the machine is intelligent. Although this test is considered timeless, there are critical voices that say the machine may be programmed to deceive, but are not conscious. So it remains questionable whether a strong AI can really be proven by the Turing test. In 1943, the field of research of AI saw the light of day when Warren McCullough and the young mathematician Walter Pitts formulated the model of a neuron. McCullough was a philosopher and physician at Columbia University and director of the psychiatric department at the University of Illinois. His research on the central nervous system played a major role in the model of the computer neuron. McCullough and Pitts assumed that each neuron could only have two states, on and off. In fact, they even proved that their model of a neural network is equivalent to the mathematically formally describable Turing machine. However, their assumption that neurons only have two states was wrong. Human neurons have highly nonlinear characteristics and cannot be modeled with simple on or off states.